sounds good.
Sure.
Hi, I don't know, is what's his name coming, you know?
Mike?
Mike, is he coming?
I don't know, there's somebody in this office, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, so here's the emails. Here is, I need want everybody, oh, here's your, the peer evaluation, for everybody in there.
Thanks.
Here's the evals, form ones that I'm gonna work on, if you guys give me the numbers. Okay, and then the peer evaluation and okay, so what we're gonna do is, we're gonna start off with, if this is okay with you guys, we're gonna start off with Pat Solar, because we have to evaluate him for 2014-15. Okay, and then we're gonna rate, we're gonna give recommendations for, our recommendations for retention merit. Rex Free will be 2015-16, that is retention merit recommendations. Johnson, retention merit recommendations for 15-16. Lauren Gibson, recommendations for retention, promotion, merit, and pay adjustment for 15-16. And then we just do 4 tenure people for merit, okay? All right, so let's start off with Pat Solar. Pat Solar, let me see. What I'll do is, these years on here, you guys, when I do that, I'll pull it out of your books, okay? Whatever you have, kind of the pentiment stuff. All right, so peer evaluations. Let's see, you did peer evaluations.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not his first rodeo, by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
He's talked for a number of years.
Okay. Yeah. So, you did a quick summary on this.
No,
so
what do you want? Average.
Okay, both average, above average?
I think what I've heard from students, I think above average, I would rate him above average. I hear really excellent things about him.
Okay.
So
what do you think?
Above average?
Okay, above average, above average.
Yeah.
Eric? Okay. Above average, nice. Okay. Very good. All right, then teaching evals. So the teaching evals are, let me see.
Here's I think these. This should be good too.
I don't know if you guys can get these right here. It's okay. Rex. And then, oh, Solar, okay. I had to go through these because he didn't have them that spring, right? We're just going to go
through them. Yeah, only fall. All right. This is just semester.
Okay, here's one. You guys want to get this? Here's another one. Here's another one. Okay, so you know, this is first semester, he's kind of getting a little...
Yeah.
He's got a nice mustache.
And he's got a, it's pretty high four, too.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to rate him. What do you guys want to do? Should we rate him above normal then? I mean, we want to make sure these people improve, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think what do you want here?
First,
what do you think?
Yeah, I think he's doing a great job.
Now we're doing what? This is student evals?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't change what the students evaluated him for. They have above average, so.
Mm-hmm. Is that, we just take
time.
All of them and how's it going now?
I mean.
He's like a 4.3.
Yeah.
Okay, you went outstanding?
I would put above average.
Okay.
Four.
I do too. And once again, I mean, they're new, we gotta encourage them, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so above
average. Well, I mean, he's clearly even, he's all, his average is like a 4.8.
In common.
4.7, 4.6.
If you looked at all of them.
High.
Yeah.
Let's see.
What do you want?
Yeah, I think that's good, yeah.
Above average,
Tom.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it's here, Cheryl, I'm supposed to go
okay.
By this chart.
Okay.
This well,
we're looking
at
comments.
4.2, so it's outstanding. Makes no difference to me. Those are the students.
Yeah,
okay, I'm
going to
put in there. I'm going to put in there.
You can go
normal to outstanding.
Yeah.
Whenever I write these things up. All right, so we got to do that. And so I guess the question now becomes just basically, are we going to...
Well, community service, right, and
okay,
yeah, there's scholarly and professional activities, right?
Average.
Yeah.
I think just start now would be average.
Average?
Yeah.
Okay, normal? Okay.
Yeah, normal.
And then university service, anything normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay,
I don't think
so
he's on anything outside the department. He's not having any.
Yeah.
He's pulling along. He's doing that 700 thing with the legislatures and that. Okay, so we're gonna vote for all in favor retention, Tom? Yes, if Carrie, yeah. All right. All right.
Merritt, yes.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Rex Reed. Teaching effectiveness, peer. Yeah, you did him, what do you think?
For what he teaches, he doesn't teach what he's supposed to teach. That's my problem. He teaches business and not in info when he did that course. And is it like normal? I mean, he's putting work in it, definitely putting work in it. He's organized, he has notes and stuff like this. Teaching is maybe not his greatest skill, but I would.
What was the last time when we were rating in October?
I would give him an average, kind of like what I see.
I agree with that.
I think he still has to grow some. I think he wants to grow. I think he wants to improve. And hopefully the feedback will help him.
Okay.
But this is an intro course in privatization. You don't teach out of the business school. It's just very problematic. So,
okay.
Was the average last time?
Yeah.
On that?
Yeah. Okay. So normal.
You steady.
Yeah,
right.
Normal.
Is that the best? Okay.
Yeah, not okay. Observed him. So, okay. How are you all?
Okay. We're good. All right. All right. Scholarly professional work.
Probably
going on in. Yeah, I'm gonna work on that, Eric. Mm-hmm. University service. Once again, I think the one we got, we'll take this next level. So, okay, and the community service, same thing normal has.
Yeah.
And just basically, you're on target, you just gotta move it up a little bit.
I need the opportunities to do more university service.
He's done more in fall now with being involved in the department and stuff. So he's definitely moving up.
Okay. All right, and then just quickly, student evals. And they're pretty much, I think, average.
He's not, students are not unhappy with him. I mean, he can work with him.
Are there more in there? Sure, because I think you're supposed to see some spring. Classes. Holy Christmas. That's got to be taken into consideration, too. Wow. Five classes?
Maybe one overload.
Yeah.
I'm going to go just like some of the numbers that I think normal.
Rex.
Rex teaches four classes?
Yeah.
Teaching five in the fall.
Maybe that's a little bit of a problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that I don't know how we expect him to, if we're approving him and he's teaching overload again, he's scheduled to this spring.
Yeah.
I mean, if we expect him to be doing more and he's already teaching five classes.
Oh, he doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to, but then
we can't have it
that needs to
why
be.
Why don't we put he should know.
He has advanced, I think, so why don't we go, whenever I write these things, I kind of say between normal and above normal. Is that okay? You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's kind of get teach him a kind of a... What do you think? You guys okay with that?
Where's the score sheet? Well, either we use this or we don't. And if we don't, then we have to decide that as a department that they weren't done. So he's.
Why don't you know how we got those numbers to begin with? What do they mean?
Well, in 1995, we've done this for 15, 20 years.
Those right?
Yeah. You know, so he's going from 4 to average about spring semester about 4.0, fall semester about 4.1.
Okay.
And also, I would say, and 4, which would be what, above normal?
Okay, what do you want, Eric?
Okay.
I'm gonna go normal, above normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, and then
I mean, these are numbers that can be easily influenced.
DRB merit, yep.
Say again?
DRB merit.
These are numbers that can be easily influenced with the student level, you know. And Bob Roberts did an experiment on it, buying him pizza before, just with the two courses, and he says, like, you know.
But whatever. Okay, so Sarah, we're giving merit for this guy. We're gonna do retention. Get okay with retention? All right, Eric, okay? All right. And then I think I got all of them. And then affirmative action, we need to talk about that? Affirmative action problem, did we talk about it? I don't know what the hell it is.
Historically, as I said, I say, yes, we talked about it, so it's discussed.
Is it a percentage of, okay, we just gotta be fair, so we gotta be fair.
Okay.
All right, so we got this guy, we got Rex, we got Solar, and now we got Diana. Diana. She's got a good.
Strong performer.
Wisconsin Wednesdays.
So what do you want, keep in mind, you guys, this is going up to the university at some point. We gotta make sure that we're getting them to stay motivated and move ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Four, six.
So peer evaluation. Eric.
But I've been mentoring her since the beginning, and I mean, she has done everything we've asked of her, and she's a fabulous teacher. Students are always engaged.
I'm gonna put one number outstanding. Say, hey.
I do. And I mean, her student numbers show that. I mean, when I was in there, she's doing unique things. She was handed a package deal when she came in here, and they kept doing the same thing, but she's revamped all the classes. They're all her own now.
Okay. So what more outstanding? Okay, very good. All right, and then scholarly professional activities. I think she's at least above normal going to, she's where she should be.
Yeah, definitely.
She's between above normal and outstanding. She's the president of the North American Forensic Entomologists Association.
And of course, she doesn't put that in there.
She does a lot of things that she does. I mean, she takes students to conferences all the time, and she doesn't have to do all that.
She doesn't tutor horn that much.
Okay, and then university service.
That's outstanding. Just the house.
Yeah, she's all that, and she's at the
PR stuff.
Okay, is that okay?
Student action advisor.
Yeah, what if she's the faculty advisor for the
Alliance.
Alliance, yeah.
Okay, and then community service above normal, outstanding. I'm gonna say she.
Yeah, above normal, outstanding, yeah.
All right, and then student eval.
The sexual assault task force that she's part of.
Student evals, folks. I think we're good. I think we're pretty good.
4.3 to 4.6, and then 4.5 to 4.7.
Yeah, so student above normal, outstanding.
Outstanding, yeah, student evals.
Affirmative action, merit, yes, and retention. Okay, very good. Okay.
Yeah, if we can retain her, that would be.
Now we got Gibson.
He's going up for.
Gibson.
Is he going up early, or what's the deal on that? I saw.
He won promotion.
Is this when he's scheduled? I didn't know. I'm just asking.
I can't remember. On his form, I'm sure. What was that?
But is it scheduled now, or is it early? I guess not. In some ways, it matters.
He made it all the way to Diana, and now we have Gibson.
No, 2.5.
But he has prior teaching, is that what you're saying?
Well, we have to talk about that, I think.
Okay, so we finished up, just to brief you, we finished Rex Reed, give him mostly normals, retention recommendation, merit recommendation. Solar, normal to above normal categories, retention, merit. Diana, above normal, outstanding, most categories, recommendation, retention, merit. And now we just started Lauren. All right, so we start with teaching evals. I was the evaluator. I think we have some major problems with Lauren. I say in this class, I went in 3 times. First time, 10 minutes. Second time, 30 minutes. Third time. There's no lecture. It's mostly group activities. A lot of the statements he said were either incorrect or confusing. I think the class was terrible. Cell phone went off a couple of times, answered it. So I rated it, you know, a very low score, as you saw by my evaluation.
I never see him teach. He's always out of the classroom or homework.
Well, I can't really rate. I've never seen him teach.
I've worked in the past.
He cut time short, that's for sure. Even now in the winter, and he's always done way, way before.
Well, I mean, are there indications of previous evaluations that somehow his teaching all of a sudden has just dropped off? Is there, I didn't say in the fall previously, you said that he's had problems.
Yeah, I was on the DRB.
And everybody's been on the DRB, yeah. So I mean, that, you know, we've talked about the last 3 years, everyone's been on it.
Well, I've had problems with students.
Well, no, I'm sorry, because that's why you were in college, that's right. Yeah. But last year you had to drop back on that, that's right.
Well, Tommy doesn't know research methods, I'm going to be honest with him. You know, we can sit here and, you know, he doesn't know research methods, he doesn't prepare. I mean, we have to form our research methods. Confusing levels of measurement with
dubious experiments.
That's students. And I see it through a whole period. Like I said, a lot of it's group work. So, you know, he throws out the assignments, there's no handouts, things are on the board, very disorganized. Nice guy. And he probably knows his stuff. I mean, he probably knows his stuff. He's knowledgeable in the terminology. He just isn't getting to the students. So I'm just going to be really fair about it. That course, the way he teaches it, would not prepare them for graduate school, that's for sure. So, I'm going to vote him a low on that. And then you can choose to either, you know, challenge it or abstain from the low. But my vote.
I've never watched it.
Mainly because of what's going on in the classrooms. I find it very disturbing. That's not normal. That's not below normal. That's
well, you talk about one class. You know, there may be some questions about the others, but then mm-hmm. what about the other classes?
He teaches too many, then he can't handle it. I mean, like, you can't teach to overloads and then you don't deliver. I mean, you're not in a classroom. You know, it's just for money. It's just about money for him. It's ridiculous.
It's interesting.
Yeah, and he says, students are students. You know, it doesn't really care. He's not motivated to really teach them. I mean, you talk to him about students. It's just not that important.
He's not motivated.
Money is his motivation.
I don't know about the money part. I have no idea. I mean, I like money. I work hard, I get money. I'm not going to hold money against me at all.
Yeah, but teaching is not your motivation. It's not money. It's kind of
it's kind of there too. I have a little bit of motivation for myself.
No, I don't think anybody does this for free.
But he doesn't know material. I mean, he doesn't know material. He hired him for research methods. He's a third year student. He doesn't care. He just does not care. So I rate him as low, and...
What have we rated him for? May I ask? Because I don't...
Because one of the files, there were two forms there that had two different marks on it, so not sure which one was which.
Okay. Well,
I'm just
going to
say average.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm
saying average.
Okay,
that's low, average,
what do you want to rate him at?
I can't. I've never seen him teach.
Okay, so then what do you want to rate him as?
Low.
Okay, so the low, below low. I will give him a benefit of the doubt and put low below low. All right, scholarship. The next one is scholarly and professional activities.
That's probably just average. If we rate everybody else average.
I would say below normal because he has not done anything.
Well, what's the rest of the scholarly? We rated him as just average.
Yeah, but what's his name?
Lawrence,
a third year faculty asking for promotion.
You know, I'm just kind of going into, well, I've seen things done in the past, and you know, if we're going to do that, then A, you got to, you know, be very explicit and say, you know, here's why you were rated this way.
Okay, I'm going to rate him as low.
Is it professional scholarly? Is it professionally scholarly, right? But for Rex, is professional, I think, is what he's doing is 700 hours.
Right?
And that's kind of like, and he's putting in quite a bit. Ron doesn't do that.
Has he been asked to do this work on anything with anyone else?
He's worked for something. I mean,
he's done several. He's put in for grants. He's one of the.
That was last year. For this year.
This year, 2 year. That PLA grant is 2 year.
Folks, this is a third year faculty member looking for promotion. There's not even a humbleness about the lack of grant writing, never presented research. If I look at his folder compared to Diana's, let's compare his folder to Diana's, we're going to say he's pretty much in the low zone. Two of the grants were written from last year, so he's pretty much milking those two grants. He's got one, two turned down, but there is nothing else. He's got something in there about a curriculum model I've never seen for the department, for professional. He mentioned he's doing some stuff on stocking, and there's no indication of stocking. So with the evidence, just with the evidence, he may be doing more, and he can go through reconsideration on this, but with the evidence that I see, I have to rate him low on scholarly and professional work as a third-year faculty member asking for promotion. Okay, so I'm going to rate him low. Tom, what do you want to rate him at?
Average.
Okay, average. Eric? Average, okay. Sabina?
Low.
Low, okay, so once again,
oh,
low.
Oh, so like even like
low,
the
above,
stocking
normal.
Thing?
Well, actually, if there's two low and two normal, and he's below average. Because it's average.
Yeah. So you're saying normal? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, university service. Tom?
If I remember, I mean, he's not doing anything scholar there still or whatever, but he's pulling his way, so normal at the best.
Everybody's got their community assignments. Is he on any, I don't know the community assignments.
Budget, I think, if I'm not mistaken, budget.
In comparison to what, I think you gave Rex a normal, and I think Rwanda's less than Rex, so it's a lot more involved than him.
Okay, well, once again,
so I would give him a below normal on that kind of service. And I think, honestly, he was teaching six courses, and like, I mean, how much time is there for other stuff?
Folks, once again, we're dealing with an individual third-year faculty member asking for promotion, okay? I'm going to also rate him between a low and below normal on university service. I mean, Tom, if you did not assign it to him, he wouldn't volunteer. If you said, hey, do this.
Cheryl, I'm just saying, past everyone, a lot of times it's just a popularity contest if you get elected, but I mean, he's doing normal work, as I think for everybody else.
Well, I don't
some
think
may do
entire
more,
country's been,
and
yeah,
some do
been,
less. So.
Okay. To one commencement.
He should have it listed in his file, indicating what he's doing. Guessing what it is. It should be, whatever he's listed, it should be in there.
And he's on budget committee, diversity committee. And he's sponsoring a Chinese scholar. Okay, the community service, same thing.
Yeah.
What's he doing in the community?
Not as much as I am, just not.
Nothing.
I would
well,
say,
Tom, you're in retirement. I like to put in your folder and then look at him for 5 years. Your folder was pretty thick. You were on every committee. I was on committee. And I look back at when we evaluated Kathy Wins, Dave Van Buren, you.
Yeah.
We never would let this stump go.
Well, it's a quarter of the
never
whole thing,
go.
So.
Yeah, but Tom, we'd never let something like this go.
I'll
just
say,
that's out of respect. That's out of respect for what you did.
He has four kids, so I kind of like.
Okay, so what do you want for the community?
I would give him a normal.
Okay, you want to give him a norm?
Yeah.
I'm going to put him a low.
I'm having four kids there, two and stuff.
Normal. What do you want, Tom?
Normal,
what do you want, Eric? Okay, we'll do it normal on that. All right, teaching evals. They're mixed.
Yeah,
some of them will say,
They were mixed. They're from about 3.8 to a 4.1. That's really what I see. That's what they were.
So there's some really concerning evals, folks.
Well, but not by percentages. I mean, if you're looking at the comments, those are different than the percentages. I don't know which one we look at.
The comments are pretty strange.
Well, but we didn't look at the comments on the other ones. We rated on the percentage. I don't know how we do it. That's what, and you'll have to tell us. But if we're looking at straight numbers, it's 3.8 to 4.1.5 or 4.15.
Okay, I'm gonna look at some of the comments. Do you think we have any concerns with Lauren, folks?
In spring, he didn't get any evaluations above up to the 4 level.
Huh? Where's the spring one? We found out.
I gave him two.
Oh, okay, I've got fall here. Good teacher, good course, great instructor.
Here you go.
Research.
Now these are springs. Yes, I didn't see these. So the average is 3.4, 3.8, 3.7, 4.0, 3.6.
Awesome, fun teacher.
So, 3.85.
Understand topic, good teacher, passionate about material.
Look at the spring comment.
I'm just trying to get through one here.
Yes.
So it's all over the place. I don't find that surprising.
Okay, not suitable to be teacher inappropriate. Second class with him, never again. Notes on the board didn't seem to have a purpose. Weird, very knowledgeable and made the class entertaining with sarcastic humor. What the F? Turn on the AC, he is awesome. This guy knows his stuff. Laziest professor ever. Too vague.
Well, like I said, I think it's the pendulum here swings from one end to the other.
Yeah, it swings.
Some love and some hate.
Yeah, lazy professor, didn't know my gradings till the end of the class. Very nice, but half the time I have no idea what he was trying to get across. Probably won't take it again.
All right, we get it. It's all over, back and forth.
Okay, well, we want to make sure we're fair with this. Because this is going to the, once again, the CRST, this thing being filed for the next year's or next year.
Well, how much good ability can we really give student evaluations?
Well, we got to still use it. What's your vote, Dina?
Well, you know,
what did you say?
Always the numbers or so, I mean, I think...
Well, it depends if we're going from this...
Well, we have this. This is what we have.
I know,
but this doesn't include comments, Tom.
No.
We got to include comments, Tom.
No, we don't. Because it's running the gamut. Excellent teacher, greatest person on the face of earth.
I'm not going to argue with you. Well, let me ask you something. No. Where did these numbers even come from? I don't even know where these numbers come from. I know they're 22 years ago.
Well, we came in 1995. Okay. That was the deal, and it's never been addressed since then. You know, and this is a discussion we have every year.
Okay, well, Tom, what number do you want?
In student evals, I think it's going to be at least a four.
Oh, at least a four? Okay,
yeah.
Eric, what do you want on this one?
Yeah.
Well, whatever, well, 3.8 to 4 is where he's
at. Yeah, I think 3.7 to 4.3,
okay,
so.
What is that make?
Normal.
Higher than normal.
Normal. Okay, so what do you honestly think about him? I mean, as a professional tenure faculty, Eric, as professional tenure faculty, what's your...
My amount of interaction with Warren Gibson since I've been here and he's been here could be put into one hand. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't work with him. I mean, I ran the program, he never taught for me. He didn't interact with me. We were not involved in the same things at all. So, I mean, other than working on a grant with him, that's all we got to go off. And he did average work on the grant.
What do you want? I'm going low.
I go average.
Below normal, and normal be the score for the student evals. All right. So the question becomes retention.
No.
Yes.
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 Yes. No. 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 Split vote on retention. Tom, promotion? No promotion. Eric?
No.
No?
No.
No, no, no promotion.
He's got the minimum requirements.
Okay.
He's the one early, so there's no way you're going to make it a minimum quarter.
It says 2.5 years, so I mean, he's been here to just bare minimum, plus the others. And
but he didn't give any proof of his previous teaching effectiveness.
Well, the evaluations from the academy are in there.
Yeah, but you've got to have the balance.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was his superiors evaluating his teaching.
Fitness reports.
It was a FIT rep.
Okay, so split vote on retention, no promotion vote, merit vote, Tom?
Yeah.
Yes? Yes?
No.
No, no. Split vote on merit, and then the last one is salary adjustment, which I sat on the CRST for 8 years. I mean, really don't have a lot of say on it, but I mean, you have to be able to bring in evidence. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can.
Well, I think the argument that is
salary adjustment for
equity, equity.
Or it should be an inequity.
Inequity?
It should have been. He didn't say it should be inequity.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's a fact. You know, they brought Patrick in at such a higher salary than people than all the other tenure track people were making.
They
brought him in substantially higher.
Yeah. Yeah.
$3,000-$5,000 more than what others were making.
Well,
so I think that would be
higher than some of us that are attending.
You know, that would be the issue for inequity, you know, whether they address that, you know, higher up.
Just to throw something in there, from what I understood, and you may remember this too or not, is that apparently he's got health insurance for his wife or something, and he said, I don't need the benefits. So
he asked for a heck of a lot more.
I'm just saying that I think that what they're saying is that he turned out the benefits that gave him money. And I don't know if that rings a bell with you or not. I don't think I dreamed of that.
I was never involved in the salary discussion. I was just told here's what we're paying.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really, really hard to get minimum pay. And you don't even document state salary. I mean, and it's up to the faculty. The faculty has to give the evidence.
Yeah. I didn't see much in there that looked
substantial. No, he got like one. Yeah. And he can take it to the CRST.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think we have enough evidence to say they need to give him a salary adjustment at this point. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say no on that one, too.
But
he can go back, like I said, he'll go to CRST, he can take all the documents with him.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we're
going
to...
I don't think we should be deciding that anyway.
All right.
I think that's higher up to make that decision, really.
Okay, so do we have all that stuff? Okay, so it's just the four of us, let's start with Tom. Tom, leave the room, please.
Do I have to come back?
I'll grab your notebook if not.
Okay.
All right, teaching effectiveness.
Have to do all this for Merritt?
Yeah, I gotta do this, yeah.
Really?
I'm gonna say above normal, whatever, I'm seeing the belt on Kaywood's, for Kaywood's, I like Kaywood's.
Well, if it's worth anything at all, I feel your pain.
Exactly, I know, we said I should have form one.
Above normal, we don't.
Went all the way above normal for everybody.
Yeah, nobody's getting raises.
I'm with ya, I'm with ya, we don't wanna look like, okay, so is that okay, that's okay with me?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay with you? Okay, above normal, we all get Merritt, how's that?
Well, I mean.
You wanna, uh-huh?
I mean, yeah, that's the way it should be, if you're all tenured and we're deciding this.
Yeah.
Except for Tom. You can't list everybody as normal or below normal and then have us running the show.
All right, so Tom, okay, Tom, come on in. Tom?
Let me just bring something to this from the other department that.
I agree with you, we don't have any.
Essentially is what Eric is saying here, which is, if you continue your job and there aren't evidences that you're screwing it up, you're meritorious.
Yeah.
And once you're tenured, you don't necessarily have to do evals every semester. Like, for instance, as seniors, I wouldn't necessarily think you have to do them every semester, they're really good.
Well, I think they're required, what, every 3 years or every 3 semesters, I can't remember.
I don't know, but you're not gonna see them dip off into nothing else like that.
All right, so I'm just trying to do a group,
do I get points for this?
Yes, you do.
Okay, good.
Tom, you're getting Merritt. All right, we decided since we know evals, we're just gonna do all the way down above normal with Merritt.
But the last one, can I just leave for good?
I'm wrong, I'm retired on you.
Yeah, me too.
Well, none of us did evals that I know of, and if we did, then I don't really care, feel like looking at editors anyway.
Eric, you could leave, Eric.
Oh, goodness, oh, we are gonna do that?
Yeah, formal.
Make it formal.
So Sherry's got formal.
All right, so teaching, we're gonna give above normal for everything, like we're doing for everybody else, and Merritt, Tom?
Yeah.
All right, good, all right. All right, it's meeting or not? Without bringing you down.
Yeah, I did. This is going too fast, Eric, come back.
Just walk around the block, halfway around, you should be back already. See, we ran into the same thing in the social sciences, which is, once you get to this point, unless there's evidence you're not doing well.
See, the thing is, we both put in files last year.
You would put a file, I can't remember.
And they never made it to the CRST, but that's why we didn't get that pay raise. Cause I checked.
We had all.
Yeah.
I was on the CRST though, Tom, I can't remember.
No, you weren't, because you had to come in, right, because that is, yeah, but our files were at DRB, we never made it to CRST.
How did we make the CRST?
Well, that's a good question. You know, that's why, you know, I contested that.
So you guys didn't get the 1%?
No, we didn't get anything, because we didn't submit files.
Tom, we get that, we just didn't get $1,000, I think.
$1,000?
I got the 1% for this year.
Oh, okay, yeah, but the other thing, that one shot.
Yeah, that's right, I don't think, because we had $1,000, I mean, we did it. All right, so Sabine, you guys are in favor of the same thing?
Yeah, don't leave it away now, they're too long, it looks like we talked about it too long.
Okay, is that okay, Merritt?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. All right, we're good, I guess I'm doing right.
Now you have to go.
All right.
Rotate.
Go on, you got Merritt.
You're doing evaluation of her administrative aspect of Sabine, because since she's over 5.5, for administrative, so we didn't get just what the teaching aspect of it.
I'll ask about that.
I think the dean was supposed to, you know, because she's rated as half-half. And there were two different methods of evaluation. So for the DRB, we were just dealing with the teaching aspect of it.
Let's just assign and tell her and she can fill out a form.
All right, no, you're done, okay.
We haven't started.
We haven't started.
We haven't even started.
We're winding up.
That's a form, you know, it's just, you already found it out.
I gotta do all this stuff. Okay, do I need to do anything else though, you guys? Is this all my job? Here's my evals, I got a 4-point.
Bragg.
8-3, but I only got 5 people responding, so it doesn't count according to Tom's rules. Tom's rules.
Of course, Ed should get like the advisor and the teacher of the universe award again.
He already has, 3 months.
Yeah, if you see his evaluations, I don't know what he does. I think he's Bragg.
He gives some candy.
We don't have his evals in here, do we?
No, we don't.
Those would be fun to reference.
He's a tough professor and his evals are high.
Yeah, always, just amazing, always.
Well, hey,
he gives a lot of love to those students.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, he used to be corrections. They don't want to be locked up.
There you go.
He's a rehabilitator.
Do we do?
Here, Tom.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Here, Tom. I'm going to pray this way.
What if they're going to change it? Then the DRB's got to decide.
Michael got here early.